Unitarian Universalist minister, Reverend Lynn Unger, who has also become a beautiful poet, wrote a poem called Christmas. And I wanted to share with you just an excerpt from the end of that poem as it inspired the story I will share with you tonight. These are things we all know. It was, it is so complicated and so simple. Love what does not belong to you. Love what will be broken. Love what mystifies you. Love what scares you. Love the aching flesh no more and no less than the brilliant star. Love what will die and what will be born again and die again and be born again in love. So I was walking my 2-year-old golden retriever, River, on Friday morning in the woods trail near Brian's house after I dropped Liliana off at school. It was 7:30 in the morning, and I don't know if you remember Friday, but it was frigidly cold. It was so ridiculously cold that when I breathed in, my nose hairs froze on the inside of my nose. You know that kind of cold. I was wearing mittens that were too big for me, and River kept trying to pull them off my hands in a game I like to call See How Long I Can Annoy Mom Before She Yells at Me. She calmed down, and I got a phone call from my Aunt Mary, who is a fellow Scorpio woman who really gets me and is one of my best friends. And we were talking about family and Christmas plans, and we're getting a little nostalgic about the losses and the changes over the past few years. And I felt myself missing my dad yet again so much. And I knew I had been shoving it away a little bit over the past few weeks. So when I got off the phone, I let myself cry as I walked. River was gallivanting in and out of the trees alongside the trail, and my tears were freezing on my cheeks. And then I smelled something. I smelled something so strong I had to stop. And I couldn't believe I could smell anything because of the frozen nose hairs, you know. But this smell was so clear and so powerful and so recognizable, I knew what it was immediately. It was my dad. It was my dad's house in Brooks. Sometimes I can still get a whiff of this smell when I open a tote that I took from there after he died that I don't open very often, but this was more than a whiff. This was filling my entire body. And suddenly I thought, he's here. He's with me in this moment. Somehow, some part of him was born again in that moment. Something in me knew that perhaps he had heard me crying, and maybe, just maybe, the strength of my love and my grief in that moment brought him back to reassure or comfort me. I really hesitated telling you all this story. Because, of course, I don't know. There are a million possible scientific explanations for this. I made it up in my brain or whatever. It doesn't really matter the why or the what or the truth of it all in that way. But I do know that I did feel comforted. And I talked to him as I walked home, and I didn't feel silly at all. I let myself believe for just a moment that love has that kind of power, the kind of power that reaches beyond any and all boundaries, the love that when cried out in the wilderness can do miraculous, seemingly impossible things. When we affirm our belief in love unconditional, as Jason Cook said in our opening words, things happen that could not have happened if we held back even a little or excluded someone or something. And that is what I believe, and no one will ever convince me otherwise. That is what I believe is the true message of Jesus's life. That teaching is what we honor with the observance of Christmas every year. And the deeper exploration of what it means to love unconditional will require lots more services, all their own. But for now, any of you worrying, let me say, what I know of Jesus and his teachings is that to love unconditionally did not mean to like everyone or everything. It did not mean to bestow approval on everyone. It did not mean to not get angry. It did not mean to allow injustice or ill treatment, but what it meant, in the most simplest of terms, is to live, never ever forgetting that each and every living being is holy, touched by the divine, a child of God, if you will. It meant never doing to others what you are fighting to have them stop doing to you. Do you know what I mean by that? If you want people to stop dehumanizing and dismissing, you cannot then start dehumanizing and dismissing. To love unconditional means the hard, never-ending work of opening our hearts to one another again and again and again, letting our hearts break from that disappointment and that hurt again and again, letting our sadness guide us to help, to rise, to speak, to vote, to put our lives in the path of danger, if that's what we're called to do. Sometimes it is crying out in the wilderness with a grief so big that only love can answer that call. And when it answers that call, it leaves absolutely no one and nothing out of the path of that grace. The most often shared biblical passage at Christmas time, you've probably heard it, is from Luke chapter 2. And my favorite verses are 9 and 10. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. When love arises, asking the impossible of us, sending us a message that we must risk more, hurt more, believe more in order to love more, it can be scary. Would you have been a shepherd who followed the star, taking you into the unknown with only the clothes on your back? Do you hear a star calling in your own life right now? Fear not, for unto you this day love is born again. Amen, and may it be so.